Well, on the heels of one of the biggest wins of the year, the Kannapolis Cannonballers wrap up their season series with the Fayetteville Woodpeckers here on a very toasty Sunday afternoon here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Welcome into the broadcast, MILB.TV, the free audio stream, kcballers.com, as well as the MILB First Pitch app. Your host, Dan Helody, as always, bringing you the action here live from Kannapolis. Ballers and Woodpeckers wrapping up with their 24th matchup of 2022. The Woodpeckers have already clinched the season series. However, Ballers can take the series here this week against the Fayetteville Woodpeckers in thrilling fashion. Last night, a 5-4 victory, taking victory over the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. They were down 3-0, all of a sudden coming back and getting that big victory. Leadoff batter for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers today will be Cody Orr, the center fielder. Joey Loperfido, left fielder, will await on deck as Jared Kelly, the righty on the bump, will deliver the first pitch of the ball game. It's a fastball in there. 0-1 is your count. Jared Kelly, the righty on the bump, making the start today for Kannapolis. Kelly, 6'3", 245 pounds, is the righty from Refugio, Texas. Pitch is inside to Cody Orr. 1-1 is your count. First pitch delivered at 101 today. First pitch temperature, it's a toasty one at 92 degrees here in Kannapolis. 1-1 on the way from Kelly. Fastball low and inside. We'll do another one at 2-1 on Cody Orr. Kelly making his 14th start of the season. The Kannapolis Cannonballers again doing business with the Fayetteville Woodpeckers here on this wonderful Sunday afternoon. Here's the 2-1 from Jared Kelly. Fastball is a bit inside, but called a strike at home plate by Charlie Welling. Count is now 2-2 on Cody Orr. Orr, Loperfido, and Logan Juan now on Loperfido. Rounding out the rest of the order today for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, Jose Alvarez, the right fielder, will bat seventh. Batting eighth is Leo's Danny Molina, second baseman. And batting ninth is Freddie Guillamo, the catcher, as Loperfido cuts on the pitch and misses. 0-2 is your count. Loperfido, former Duke Blue Devil, seventh overall pick in 2021. by the Houston Astros organization. 0-2 on the way from the righty, Jared Kelly. Swinging a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Jared Kelly picks up his first punch out of the day. It's Joey Loperfido down on strikes. The second out of the top of the first inning. We'll send it now to Logan Cerny, the DH. Logan Cerny, what a week of action he's had. Had a masterful night at the plate on a Friday against Brooks Gaswan and the Ballers. Kelly's first pitch to Cerny is low and outside off speed pitch. We'll move it now to a 1-0 count. Kelly again 0-4, 3.64 ERA, one of the top prospects in the White Sox system. Sitting at number 8 per Baseball America, number 9 per MLB Pipeline. Pitch low and outside in the dirt to Logan Cerny. Count will move 2-0. Kelly last started exactly a week ago, last Sunday. He's made three consecutive now Sunday starts for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. He's become the Sunday starter. 2-0 fastball is in there. 2-1 now on Logan Cerny. Last week, a pretty solid outing in Salem. Four hits, one run, one walk, one strikeout, and four innings of action for the righty, Jared Kelly. 2-1. Lifted in the air into left field. After it is Benjamin Bailey. He's trailing after it on the warning track and will camp under it and make the grab on the run for out number 3 at the top of the first inning. So 1-2-3 inning for Jared Kelly on the bump. That does conclude the top of the first. We'll send it out. Bottom one here in Kannapolis. Scoreless at Atrium Health Ballpark. Ballers will bat first and it will take it to a quick break on the Ballers Baseball Network. Misael Gonzalez, West Cath, Colby Smelly do up bottom first here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Kannapolis Cannonballers and Fayetteville Woodpeckers doing business in the series finale, the season series finale as well. Tucson final time today here on Super Splash Sunday here at Atrium Health Ballpark. The righty, Carlos Calderon, will deliver the first pitch, swung on and fouled off by Misael Gonzalez. We'll move it now 0-1. Carlos Calderon from San Cristobal, Dominican Republic. 20-year-old righty, born on October 4th of 2001, 6 foot, 175 pounds. International free agent signee in 2018 by the Houston Astros. 0-1 is up and in on Misa. We'll move it now 1-1 on the leadoff batter for the Ballers today. West Cath, Colby Smelly will follow in the order. Calderon and the Woodpeckers in the red tops today as the 1-1 cut on and missed by Misa. We'll move it again 1-2. Ballers in the all-white today, white pants, white tops. Going to go with the all-blue caps with Boomer on the front. our beloved mustachioed mascot who's running around throwing water balloons at people today for Super Splash Day. 1-2, swung on and missed for strike three. Carlos Calderon picks up his first punch out of the day. It is Misael Gonzalez down on strikes. Wes Kath will now dig in the third baseman. Wes Kath will dig in against Carlos Calderon. He last started last week on the 16th against the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. As Kath cuts on the pitch, it lands in foul ground. We'll do another one at 0-1 on Wes Kath. Calderon has made four appearances against Kannapolis this year. Even two here at Atrium Health Ballpark already. Calderon, the righty on the bump, will come set. 2-4 with a 4.21 ERA on the year. Kath cuts on the pitch and misses. We'll do another one at 0-2. On the number 6 overall prospect in the White Sox organization, Wes Kath. Calderon against Kannapolis, 1-1 with a 2.55 ERA. He's made four games and one start before today. 0-2 fouled off by Kath. Another one coming at 0-2. 17 2/3 innings against Kannapolis for Calderon. On the year, Calderon sitting at a 4.21 ERA, still holding. 0-2. Inside on Kath. We'll move it again. 1-2. Calderon, a total of 68 innings pitched on the year. 47 hits, 35 runs, 73 strikeouts, 42 walks. 1-2 cut on a miss for strike three. Two pitches, two batters faced and two outs. Two strikeouts for Carlos Calderon on the bump. Pretty good start for the righty. That'll send Colby Smelly, the big cheese, to the plate. Well, the Ballers picking up a win last night. 5-4 your score. They did trail by a margin of 3 runs. 3-0 your score in the middle of the fifth inning, and then the Ballers come back with 2 runs in the fifth and sixth. And then both sides trade a run in the seventh. Pitches low and inside, 1-0 now on a Colby Smelly. Ballers DH in today's order. Wilfred Veras, first baseman, will bat fourth. He's on deck. 1-0 fastball is on the inside corner. 1-1 now your count on Colby Smelly. Veras, first baseman, is on deck. DJ Gladney, right fielder, will bat fifth. Batting sixth is the left fielder, Benjamin Bailey. 1-1 in the dirt, picked out by the catcher in Guilamo. We'll do another one at 2-1. Samuel Polanco, second baseman, will bat seventh. Batting eighth is the catcher, Nick Thornquist. Wilbur Sanchez, shortstop, will bat ninth. As Smelly gets the 2-1 delivered from Calderon, it's inside. 3-1 now the count. Smelly, the Tuscaloosa, Alabama product. On the year, batting .272. He does have 3 homers. 3-1 on the way. Fastball is up and in. Ball 4. Ballers have their first base runner of the day. It is a 2-out walk issued by Calderon to Colby Smelly. That'll send it to Wilfred Veras, first baseman. Wilfred Veras will dig in, star of the game in last night's ball game. Next inning to tie the ball game. First pitch cut out and missed by Veras. 0-1 your count. Last night, 2-for-4 with a double, a home run, 2 RBIs. Currently in the midst of a 4-game hit streak is Wilfred Veras. He's batted .500 in his 2 games this week against Fayetteville. 0-1 cut out and missed. 0-2 now. Veras shaking off the hand. Left hand looks like it stung him a little bit. 0-2 count. Veras second on the team with 14 homers. Also second on the team with 49 RBI. DJ Gladney, team leader, is on deck. Calderon comes set. Here's the 0-2. Swung and missed for strike three. And that is 3 punch outs in the inning for Carlos Calderon. Pretty good start, minus the 1 walk by Colby Smelly on the third batter faced of the inning for Carlos Calderon. Top second hitter your way after a quick break on the Ballers Baseball Network. Still scoreless here in Kannapolis against the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Thank you. First pitch to the top of the second inning to Justin Williams is in there on a fastball from Jared Kelly. 0-1 your count. Top second, Williams, Mesky, and Tyler Whitaker due up in the inning as Williams bloops the 0-1 into center field for a base knock. Gonzalez, the center fielder, will come in and chase, but it is a leadoff single for Justin Williams at the plate. It is the first hit of the ball game for either side. First base runner of the game for Fayetteville. Now Mesky, the first baseman, will dig in for the Woodpeckers. Jared Kelly, his second inning of action. He picked up a strikeout at Joey Loperfido in that first inning. Picked up a 1-2-3 inning as well. Kelly on the bump. So far, so good. He'll have to face off, though, against Mesky. First pitch, heavy swing and a miss from Mesky. We'll move it 0-1. Jared Kelly on the year, not too shabby. Again, he's still searching for that first victory. He has made three starts before today against Fayetteville. 0-1 is outside from Kelly. Move it now, 1-1. Woodpeckers, 0-1 with a 2.25 ERA. Eight innings pitched, eight hits, three runs all earned. Three walks, 12 punch-outs. Woodpeckers just batting .216 entering today against Jared Kelly. 1-1 is swung on and missed by Mesky at the plate. We'll move it 1-2. Tyler Whitaker, shortstop, awaiting on deck. Still scoreless, top of the second on Super Splash Day here at the ballpark. Kelly's 1-2 is inside on Mesky. He'll move it even now, 2-2. Four-pitch mix for Kelly. Four-seam, two-seam, changeup, and a slider. Defensive setup today for Kannapolis. Left to right in the outfield, Benjamin Bailey, Misael Gonzalez, DJ Gladney. Left to right in the infield, Kath Sanchez, Polanco, and Veras. 2-2 fastball just a bit low. We ring him up. Got him looking. Called strike three. Victor Mesky down on strikes. It's the second bunch out victim of the day for Jared Kelly. He's through an inning and a third, and he's already got two punch outs. Not too bad at all. Tyler Whitaker, shortstop, will now dig in. Behind the dish today for Kelly is Nick Thornquist, two Texas guys. Kelly from Refugio, Texas. Nick Thornquist from Billings, Montana. However, went to school at UTSA as Whitaker blasts this one into the right center. That's going to be trouble. That's going to roll into Triples Alley. Headed for third on the play is Justin Williams. He trips up, though. Play at the plate. It will not be a play, as actually Williams looks like he lost his footing rounding third. He will retreat, and it is a double for Tyler Whitaker. Advancing to third is Williams. So now two in scoring position and one down for Jose Alvarez, the right fielder. Well, Tyler Whitaker, team leader in strikeouts, Carolina League leader in strikeouts. Wasting no time putting up a good ball into play, a hard liner into right center. Misael Gonzalez able to cut it off before it got really deep into the gap. Played catcher last night and back in the lineup for Joe Thon of the Woodpeckers. He swings at the first pitch and fouls it off. 0-1 your count. Alvarez in his second game with the Woodpeckers, playing right field today. He played catcher yesterday, batting .500. Doing pretty solid in facing off against ballers pitching. Here's the pitch from Kelly, 0-1, cut on a miss, 0-2 now the count. Good hard fastball from the righty, Jared Kelly. Kelly grew up in Refugio, Texas, same hometown as Nolan Ryan, of course, the legendary pitcher. Just south of Houston in South Texas. 0-2 from Kelly. Just a bit off the plate on a slider. He'll move it 1-2 now on Jose Alvarez. Kelly had committed to be a University of Texas Longhorn before being drafted in the second round of the draft in 2020 by the White Sox. 47th overall. 1-2. Fastball a bit away to Jose Alvarez. We'll move it 2-2. Haven't asked Jared Kelly if he was an Astros guy growing up. I know he was a baseball guy, though. Big baseball guy, Jared Kelly. Avid golfer as well. I actually talked to him, and he said if he wasn't playing baseball, He'd be trying to play golf. 2-2. Swung and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. The Woodpeckers' bats so far are golfing at the pitches today. It's the third punch out of the day for Jared Kelly. Jose Alvarez down on strikes. That'll send it to Leo's Danny Molina, second baseman. Two on, two down. Woodpeckers threatening here in this top of the second inning. They do have two hits in this half inning against Jared Kelly. Last time he pitched against Fayetteville back about a month ago on June 18th. 2 2/3 innings only in that outing as Molina comes on the pitch and misses. 0-1 your count. 2 2/3, five hits to Jared Kelly. Last time he faced off against the Woodpeckers, he did earn the loss in that outing. Deep breath, here's the 0-1. In the dirt, a bit outside, picked out by the catcher Thornquist. Top call to the plate. 1-1 is now your count. Home plate umpire today is Charlie Welling, Jalen Goodman out on the base paths. Same umpire crew all weekend, and then we'll have a new umpire crew coming in on Tuesday for the six-game set with the Columbia Fireflies. Man, what a good series that's going to be. Two of the top teams in the South Division of the Carolina League. 1-1. Lifted in the air in right field, trailing foul. Who's going to get it? Looks like DJ Gladney chasing, but he's not going to get there in time. We'll move it 1-2 on Leo's Danny Molina. Freddie Guillamo, catcher, waiting on deck. Kelly on the bump, looking to get out of this tight spot here on the top of the second. 1-2 count, two down. Freddie Guillamo, catcher, awaiting patiently. Williams and Whitaker on base. 1-2, fastball just a bit up and away at 95 miles an hour. Count will move 2-2 on Leo's Danny Molina. Batting 211 on the year is Molina. He's got five homers as well. Molina, 27 RBIs, 83 strikeouts. One of the guys who's got the most strikeouts. There's another one. 2-2, swinging and missed at the plate. He struck him out. Jared Kelly picks up three strikeouts in the second inning, four total on the day. Good start for the righty out of Refugio, Texas. Bottom second headed your way here in just a moment on the Ballers Baseball Network. We are scoreless here in Kannapolis at Atrium Health and Ballpark. Series finale here with the Woodpeckers. DJ Gladney, Benjamin Bailey, Samuel Polanco due up in the order. Gladney cuts on the first pitch at the bottom of the second inning and misses. Four strike, 1-0-1 is your count on Carlos Calderon. He picked up three strikeouts of the Ballers' offense. He did allow a walk, but Gladney will do neither. It's an 0-1 blinder into center field for a base knock. First base hit of the day for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Second base runner is DJ Gladney. It'll send Benjamin Bailey, left fielder, to the plate. Carlos Calderon back on the bump, his second inning of action. Calderon, not a guy that goes super deep into games, however he can if needed. Longest outing of the year. He's gone five innings a few times this year. First pitch to Benjamin Bailey is a bit off the plate. 1-0 is your count. Only Vista Alegre, a Panama native here back on April the 8th here in Kannapolis. 1-0 fastball is in there from Calderon. He'll move it 1-1. Struck out a season-high 8 batters back on May the 20th here in Kannapolis. That start, he got the win in a 13-2 victory for the Woodpeckers. 1-1 just a bit low and off the plate to Bailey. He'll move it 2-1. It's a toasty one here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Super Splash Day. A good day for it to be Super Splash Day, I'll tell you that. Wind blowing out to left field a little bit. Couple clouds in the sky. Runner going on the pitch. 2-1 is blooped into shallow center field. After it is the center fielder Orr. This might be a tough play back at first base. Gladney's going to slide back in at first safely as he was advancing on the play. Should that ball have dropped, it's a tight spot for DJ Gladney on the base path. Nonetheless, Benjamin Bailey flies out for the first out of the second inning. Samuel Polanco will dig in. One on and one down. Polanco, second baseman, digs in. He was a defensive replacement last night. Actually was a pinch runner for Andy Atwood, who was drilled in the head with a fastball from the righty Casey Ford. Pitch in there, 0-1 from Calderon. Casey Ford picking up the loss in last night's ballgame for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Now 2-2, they over 6 ERA. Polanco cuts on the 0-1 and misses. 0-2 is now your count. Samuel Polanco will probably get a couple more days of extra playing time with Atwood having been hit in the head with a pitch yesterday. 0-2 plate is swung on and missed. 4, strike 3. It's a foul tip, but it's another punch out on the day for Carlos Calderon. That's now 4 here in this ball game. Nick Thordquist, catcher, will now dig in. Billings, Montana native. Nick Thornquist with his first pitch is a bit off the plate from Calderon. 1-0 is your count. Thornquist batting .208 on the year. He does have one home run. Actually hit it in his last start, did Nick Thornquist. 1-0 fastball inside corner. 1-1 your count. Oldest catcher on the roster is Nick Thornquist. 5'8", 175-pound 24-year-old. Free agent signee last year by the Chicago White Sox. Spent last year in the Complex League. 1-1 swung on and fouled straight back. Another one coming at 1-2. Thornquist, former University of Texas San Antonio Roadrunner. 1-2 count, 2 down. Ballers and Woodpeckers are scoreless. Wilbur Sanchez awaiting on deck. Calderon will deliver the pitch. Just a bit low and off the plate to Thornquist. 2-2 now. Again, has not played since last Sunday. It's mainly been the Sunday catcher for Guillermo Quiroz and the Kannapolis Cannonballers. 2-2, swung and missed. A little bit late on the swing was Nick Thornquist. He strikes out. That is now 5 punchouts on the day for Carlos Calderon. And the Ballers strand another base runner here in this second inning. Led to the top of the third. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Jared Kelly back out in the bump, his third inning of action. He'll deliver the first pitch, the third inning, to Freddie Guillamo. It's swung on, lifted in the air, foul ground. After it is Nick Thornquist, but he'll run out of room and lands in the seating bowl, heads up over there in section 104. Count is 0-1 now in the nine. Old man Freddie Guillamo had the night off last night for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Back in the lineup today for Joe Thon. Jared Kelly back out of the bump again, his third inning of action here against the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. 0-1 on the way from the righty. A bit off the plate and away. We'll move it 1-1 now on Guillamo. 0-4. The strikeout on Friday was Guillamo. Last series, not too hot. Last week against the Myrtle Beach Pelicans, 0-12 with a walk and a 10 strikeouts. 1-1 in the way from Kelly to Guillamo. Just a bit off the plate, off speed pitch. 2-1 now. 28 games last year with the Florida Complex League Astros for Freddie Guillamo. 10 of his 15 hits were extra bases as the 2-1 lifted in the air right field after it is Veras. Will he get there in time? Thank goodness. Count now moves even 2-2. On deck is Cody Orr, center fielder. Joey Loper, feet help. Left fielder is awaiting on deck. Top third, scoreless here at Atrium Health Ballpark. We just had our first Super Splash inning of the day here on a Super Splash Sunday. I think Boomer took the hose out there in left field and doused a bunch of kids. I think our GM, Matt Millward, was out there too, tossing a water gun. Matt Millward loves these Super Splash Sundays. He's like a kid on Christmas. He gets to douse people with his water gun. I think he put ice cubes in it too, so it's extra cold. 2-2 from Kelly. Fastball up and away. Count evens now at 3-2 on a full count. 96-mile-an-hour fastball from the righty Kelly. Today, though, it would feel good, I'd assume. 93 degrees. It's toasty out here. 3-2 pitch on the way from Kelly. Ring him up. Got him looking. Called strike three on a fastball. That is strikeout number 5 of the day for the righty Jared Kelly. This one is looking, though. Freddie Guillamo down on strikes. Back to the top of the order in Cody Orr. So first time through the order for Fayetteville. They get 2 hits, no walks, 5 punch-outs against Jared Kelly. First pitch of the at-bat to Cody Orr. Swung on and fouled back. Another one coming at 0-1. Orr last time up, a 6-3 ground out to lead off the ball game here in Kannapolis. 0-1 count, just one out in the inning. Big old water slide out there in center field as well. Looks like a solid line out there. 0-1 from Kelly. Off-speed pitch is swung on and fouled back straight and over everyone's head here at Atrium Health Ballpark. 0-2, now your count. One of these days, I think probably on the last Super Splash Day, I think I'm going to get in on the fun. I'll rock the bathing suit. I'll rock the Ballers Hawaiian shirt. Have a good time. 0-2 from Kelly. Fastball up and away. We'll move it 1-2. It's a little hard to do Super Splash Day when you're doing the broadcast because obviously you can't have water with a bunch of electronics up here in the broadcast booth. However, I think we can make amends a little later in the year. 1-2 from Kelly. Lifted high and foul. Heads up down there in the seating bowl. Another one coming at 1-2 on Cody Orr. Right now there's a whole bunch of wasps flying around my window. Not a big wasp fan. I'm a little freaked out here. Pulled the screen down a little bit. I don't need any wasps hanging out and being my buddy today. Don't like to be friends with the wasps. Here's the 1-2 from the righty Kelly. It's a fastball just a bit off the plate. 2-2 now. Kelly working the velocity a little higher than he has all year today. 96-97 with ease. Force Kelly can touch up to 98. We've seen him hit 99 as well. 2-2 count, one out. Loper Fido on deck. Here's the pitch from Kelly. Swung on it, missed on a slider. That is strike three. He struck him out. Punch out number 6 on the day for Jared Kelly. Ties his career, his season high already here in 2022. And we're even at 2 2/3 of action. Jared Kelly, what a start so far from the young man. That'll send it to Joey Loper Fido, the left fielder. Jared Kelly hasn't had this good a day since June the 11th against the Down East Wood Ducks. 3 innings, 6 punch outs in that ball game. First pitch, grounder to short. Samuel Polanco makes the play at second, fired to first in time Four out, number three, one pitch, and the third out of the third inning is complete. Ballers get a 1-2-3 inning from Jared Kelly. Two of his three innings this start have been 1-2-3 innings. Good work from Jared Kelly. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. We might have a special guest with us coming soon. We'll keep you posted. But Fayetteville Woodpeckers broadcaster Andrew Chapman having some technical difficulties over there. He might be hanging out with us for a couple innings up here in the booth. We'll take a quick break. We'll see how it goes. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Well, if you like pitcher's duels, man, you're doing well today as Wilbur Sanchez lead it off, bottom third here in Kannapolis. Pitch up and in on Sanchez. 1-0 is your count. Misael Gonzalez, Westcath following in the order. Carlos Calderon back out of the bump, his third inning of action. He's picked up five punch outs through two innings. Jared Kelly so far, three innings and six punch-outs. 1-0, grounded up the middle. Moving to his left is Tyler Whitaker, but he can't make the play. Trickles loose into center field. Wilbur Sanchez is going to take advantage of the ball. The Woodpeckers defense overslides at second, but he's in there safe. What a play by Wilbur Sanchez with him heads-up base running. It's going to go down as a double for Wilbur Sanchez to lead off the bottom of the third inning. Looked like a single off the bat as the ground ball up the middle. Tyler Whitaker, shortstop, couldn't quite get there in time. For the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, looked like he just completely forgot to cover second base, and Sanchez took advantage. Misael Gonzalez will dig in. No outs, runner now in scoring position. First time the Ballers have had that today in the bottom of the third inning. Calderon's pitch to Gonzalez in there, 0-1. Gonzalez last time up, his first at-bat, had a strikeout against Carlos Calderon, who's picked up a flurry of him today for the 0-1. Grounded to third, making the play is Williams. He'll fire on a nice little laser across the diamond in time for a 5-3 ground out. Misael Gonzalez is the first out of the bottom of the third inning. Quick break, quick little breather now for both sides, and Westcath will dig in. Runner on and one down. Westcath last time up a strikeout. Again, Carlos Calderon, so far so good. Pitch is low and off the plate to Westcath. 1-0 your count. Strikeout swinging the first inning for Cath. Last night, the third baseman, 0-for-3 with an RBI. He's been playing third base a lot. This is his 75th start of the year at third base. Cath liner up the middle into center for a base knock past the outstretched arm of Whitaker. Scoring on the play will be Wilbur Sanchez. No play at the plate. It'll be a RBI single for West Cath here in the bottom of the third inning. And the Ballers take the lead here in the inning. Wilbur Sanchez scores 1-0 Kannapolis here at Atrium Health Ballpark. 104-mile-an-hour exit velocity off the bat of Westcath in the center field. So two bloop singles in a center by the Ballers, Wilbur Sanchez and Westcath. give the Ballers a quick 1-0 lead. Now John Cavalli, pitching coach for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. The Ballers take the lead here in the bottom of the third inning. Wes Kath producing another RBI, his 36th of the year, his second consecutive game with an RBI. He had one in last night's matchup. He's now meeting adjourned. Kovalik will come out and adjourns the meeting with Calderon. First mound visit of the day for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. That'll bring Colby Smelly to the plate. Still one out, runner on. Smelly yesterday 0 for 4-2 strikeouts today. Has not recorded an official at-bat yet. His first plate appearance, he had a walk. First pitch from the righty Calderon is up and in on Colby Smelly. He'll move it 1-0. And 1-0 count on Smelly. Here's the pitch from Calderon. It's a breaking ball upstairs and inside. Count will move at 2-0. Wilfred Veras, first baseman, awaiting on deck. 1-0, Kannapolis leading here over Fayetteville. Smelly cuts on the pitch and fouls it off. Another one coming at 2-1. Calderon with 5 punch-outs today. In 2 1/3 innings, not too shabby. The righty has allowed a run, though, on 3 hits. Here's the 2-1. Fastball a bit low and inside. Count will move now 3-1 on Colby Smelly. Smelly, 3 homers on the year. He hit 2 of them against the Downeast Wood Ducks back on Cinco de Mayo, prompting the nickname El Queso Grande. 3-1 hard, grounder foul down the left field line. Count will run full now on Smelly. Clouds starting to roll in. There's a big old cloud above our heads here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Full count offering from Calderon. Another one grounded foul by Smelly. We'll end up now 3-2 again. Thing in the form of weather. We don't need any rain or precipitation from the sky today. We already had a super splash day with some precipitation. 3-2 on the way from Calderon. Swung and missed for strike 3, 87 miles an hour. They're actually going to say that was a foul ball. Looks like Guillamo couldn't handle the ball. And actually was down at his knees. Smelly got a piece of it. Couldn't quite tell from the vantage point here at Atrium Health Ballpark. The broadcast booth a little off center. Not quite directly behind home plate. We gave those to our lovely suite holders here at the ballpark. Full count, one out. Here's the pitch. Fastball low and inside, ball 4. It is a walk issued to Colby Smelly. 2 of those today now for the big cheese. So now 2 on and 1 down for Wilfred Veras. Wilfred Veras' first at-bat of the day had a strikeout against Calderon. 2 1/3, he's got 5 punch outs. He's just below 50 pitches as the first pitch blooped into right field for a base knock. Alvarez will make the play. It is a station-to-station base knock for Wilfred Veras as every runner moves up. It is a single for Veras. So now bases are chock full of ballers and DJ Gladney, the right fielder, will dig in. DJ Gladney will dig in, the right fielder. Bases are loaded. Pitch gets past the catcher, Guillamo. Everyone's going to move up. It'll go down as a wild pitch. Crossing the plate will be Wes Kath. Colby Smelly now at third. Veras at second. Ballers now hold a 2-0 lead here at Atrium Health Ballpark as a wild pitch gets by the catcher, Guillamo. DJ Gladney will have a 1-0 count now as a pitch got below the outstretched arm of Freddie Guillamo. Scoring position, the pitch is just a bit low and outside. 2-0 now the count on DJ Gladney. Two-0 from Calderon, a bit low and inside to DJ Gladney. Count will move 3-0. Gladney's first time up had a single back in the second inning. It was the first base hit of the day for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Count. Here's the pitch. Fastball away, ball four, and the bases are loaded again. A walk issue to DJ Gladney. So now bases still loaded and one down for Benjamin Bailey. First pitch swung on and missed by Benjamin Bailey. It hits off the glove of Guillamo. Everyone will stay put, though. 0-1 count now on Bailey. Bailey last time up a fly out in the second inning to center field. Bailey just 17 RBI on the year. Seen his average slip below the Mendoza line now at 199. Here's the pitch to Bailey, a bit low at the plate. 1-1 now on the left fielder for the Ballers. One count. Here's the pitch from Carlos Calderon. Fastball a bit inside. Count will move 2-1. Samuel Polanco, second baseman awaiting on deck. Bases still loaded. 2-1 count, one down, bottom third. Good guys on top, 2-0. Here's the pitch, swung on and fouled back by 2-2. Bailey has seen the average drop below the Mendoza line now at 199. Last night, 1-for-2. He did have 2 walks, so he extends the on-base streak. This series, 2-for-6 with an RBI, not too shabby. Struggling against right-handed pitching, though, batting just 189. 2-2, swung and a miss for strike three. It is the sixth punch out of the day for Carlos Calderon. 2 down now for Samuel Polanco. Samuel Polanco will dig in with an opportunity to get more runs across the plate for Kannapolis. He's got the bases loaded, 2 down against the righty Calderon. Here's the pitch, heavy, swing and a miss. 0-1 your count. Nick Thornquist awaiting on deck. Polanco in the lineup today, batting 7th. It's the 16th time he's done that. It's his 40th start at second base of the year. 0-1 count on the way from Calderon. A bit low, picked out in the dirt by Guillamo. Moving now 1-1. It's a long inning here in this half inning, giving Jared Kelly a couple extra moments to cool down. And it's very toasty here at Atrium Health Ballpark. One count on Polanco, wiggling the bat over the left shoulder, bit of an open stance. 1-1 on the way, hard liner into right field, that'll land just foul down the right field line. Another one will come in at 1-2. One two count on Polanco, Nick Thornquist awaiting on deck. Of course, Super Splash Day here at the ballpark. So we got some water balloons coming down from the press box, or Director of Video Production Melissa Clark's actually throwing water balloons at a couple of Woodpeckers fans below us. 1-2 in the dirt again to Guillamo. He picks it out and makes the play. 2-2 now the count on Polanco. A couple of Woodpeckers fans, looks like they've made the trip to Kannapolis. About a 2-hour drive. It's not too bad. If you're ever able to go out and catch the Ballers, play the Woodpeckers out in Fayetteville, Sager Stadium, be sure to do that. Nice ballpark. 2-2 on the way from Calderon. Swung on and tapped foul by Samuel Polanco. We'll keep it at 2-2. Of course, no ballpark better than Atrium Health Ballpark. Voted as the best in all the Carolina League this year. It was the best in all of low-A baseball last season. 2-2 count. Here's the pitch on the way from the righty Calderon. Grounder up the middle. Whitaker will backhand. He can't make the play cleanly, and that'll be another run scored. It's going to be a base knock for Samuel Polanco. A tough play for Tyler Whitaker over there at short. He had to backhand it and cover a lot of ground. He was playing a bit in up towards the second base bag. Right-handed fielder in Whitaker having to move to his right, backhand the ball. Would have been a tough play, so Polanco gets an RBI single. Score is now 3-0 Ballers as Smelly scores, Veras to third, Glanny to second. Calderon's pitch to Thornquist is in there. 0-1 is your count. So Polanco picks up his 23rd RBI of the year. Gives the Ballers now a 3-0 lead with five hits in the inning. 0-1 on the way, swung on, another grounder over towards third base. Stepping on the bag over there will be Williams for the third out of the inning. It's a unassisted put out of DJ Gladney, a 5-U for the third out. Nick Thornquist walks into a fielder's choice. That is nine batters sent to the plate for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Good inning of offense. They put up three runs on Fayetteville. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Good guys on top, 3-0. Logan Cerny will offer out the first pitch and miss. 0-1 your count. Top of the fourth inning. Ballers lead 3-0 over the Fayetteville Woodpeckers here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Fourth inning of action for Jared Kelly as the 0-1 is a bit off the plate to Logan Cerny. He'll move it 1-1. Again, Cerny, Williams, and Mascai do up. Top four Ballers on top, 3-0 over the Woodpeckers out of the Houston Astros organization. 1-1 a bit low and outside to Logan Cerny. He'll move it now 2-1. Last time up, Cerny, a fly out in the first inning. Justin Williams, third baseman, awaiting patiently on deck. Kelly in his fourth inning of action. Looks like Hunter Dallander is getting loose out in the bullpen down the right field line. 2-1, lifted in the air, high and deep in the right center after it is DJ Gladney. We're out at number one of the fourth inning, a F9 in the book. First out is commenced. It's Logan Cerny. Justin Williams will now dig in. Justin Williams, a single back in the second inning. He reached as much as third base, but Fayetteville still has not had a run scored in this ball game. Here's the pitch from the righty Kelly. Weak chopper up the middle. Wilbur Sanchez will come in and field it. Has to hurry, but he'll throw to first in time. Four out at number two of the inning. Just like that, two down now. 6-3 ground out for Justin Williams, who's now 1-for-2 on the day. Victor Mascai will now dink in, the first baseman. Kelly threw 3 2/3 now. He's sitting at just below 50 pitches on the day. If he's able to get through this half inning pretty quickly, we might even see him go out for a fifth inning. Depends on how long the Ballers decide to let him go as the first pitch lifted in the air, shallow left field after it is Benjamin Bailey. Has to hurry, and he's not going to be able to make the play as he catches it on a one-hop. And Victor Mascai has a two-out base knock to left field. Single now for Mascai. He has reached base for the first time today. Tyler Whitaker will now dig in. Benjamin Bailey, 6'4" out there in left field. Had he made a diving effort, probably would have made the catch. However, Bailey also playing pretty deep out there in left. Whitaker slams in with an open stance. Here's the pitch from Kelly. In the dirt, picked out by catcher Thornquist. 1-0 your count. Tyler Whitaker, first time up on the first pitch. Lines a double into right center field. Count on Whitaker. Kelly will deliver the pitch. A bit low and off the plate to Whitaker. He'll move it now 2-0. Alvarez, the right fielder, waiting on deck. Here's the pitch. Just a bit low and it looks like we've had a water balloon tossed down from up in the top level. Looked like it was headed towards Trevor Wilt, but it actually hit one of our season ticket holders down there, Miss Joanne Fugit. Pitch is down there, 3-1 now the count. One of the rules of Super Splash Day is only let people participate who want to participate. I don't think Miss Joanne wanted a water balloon on her back. 3-1 is a bit low and off the plate. Ball 4. Tyler Whitaker reaches base for the second time today. That'll allow Mascot to advance to second. 2-on-2 down now for Jose Alvarez, the right fielder. Can't quite tell who tossed that. Looked like Matt Millward, our GM, of course. Man, he is having a field day today. Matt Millward, if there's anything that man loves more than baseball, more than the Kannapolis Cannonballers, it's Super Splash Day. It's causing a ruckus out there. The water balloons and the water guns. So if you're out there and you don't like Super Splash Day, talk to Matt Millward. He is the genius brain behind all of this. Of course, today it's a good day for it. It's absolutely scorching here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Kelly will come set, 2-on-2 down, hard liner into right field by Alvarez on the first pitch. Score headed for home on the play will be the batter in Mascot. He will slide in safely for a run scored. Fayetteville is on the board. Jose Alvarez with an RBI single. Advancing to second on the play is Tyler Whitaker. Hard liner ground ball into right field. 104 miles an hour off the bat of Jose Alvarez. He picks up his first RBI. That'll send it now to Leo's Danny Molina, but not before John Eli takes a mound visit here in this half inning. Johnny Lai, quick mound visit here to Jared Kelly. He's picked up 6 punchouts along the way. He's tied a season high here in 2022. If he's able to get one more punchout, it would set a new season high. It would also make him go 4 innings, which Kelly, he's tossed at least 4 innings in 4 consecutive starts after starting the year on a pitch count. Kelly last year spending the season with Kannapolis, struggling with injuries and just overall couldn't find a rhythm. Molina takes the first pitch upstairs. Ball 1, 1-0 your count. Kelly seems to have found his stride, though, over the last couple of starts. He's only had a couple of rough outings this year. He hasn't allowed more than 3 earned runs in an outing. Here at home especially, he's been doing a lot better than he had been earlier this year. 1-0 fastball in there. 1-1 now your count on Leo's Danny Molina. Freddie Guillamo, catcher, awaiting on deck. Kelly will come set on the bump. Here's the 1-1 pitch. A bit low and off the plate to Nick Thornquist behind the dish. 2-1 now the count. Guillamo, catcher, waiting on deck. Top of the fourth, ballers lead 3-1. They're in a bit of trouble here. 2-on-2 down for Leo's Danny Molina. Here's the pitch from Kelly. A bit low and off the plate. He'll move it 3-1 now. Kelly sitting at just below 60 pitches on the day. He's actually at 60 pitches at the moment. Pitch number 61 coming very soon for the righty Jared Kelly. comes set, deep breath. Here's the offering. This one's lifted in the air, right field. Backtracking is DJ Gladney on the run, makes the grab. Four out at number three. It's a F9 in the book for Leo's Danny Molina. He's now 0-2 on the day. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Bottom four headed your way. 3-1 your score in favor of the good guys, Kannapolis Cannonballers. Wilbur Sanchez, the lead off. 1 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Calderon back onto the pump. First pitch up and in to Wilbur Sanchez. We'll move it 1-0 now. Misael Gonzalez, West Cath, who up in the order. Here's the pitch from Calderon. This one's lifted high in the air into center field. After it is Cody Orr backtracking a little bit, and he'll make the grab. Four out at number one. It's a F8 in the book. First out of the bottom of the fourth inning is Wilbur Sanchez. That'll send it to Misael Gonzalez. Looks like there is an arm warning for Fayetteville down the line. Can't quite make it out who it is down there. But Gonzalez will dig in. The Ballers have sent everyone to the plate twice already here in this inning. Here's Misael Gonzalez. He'll offer the pitch and lift it in the air. Shallow right field. After it is the right fielder Alvarez who makes the grab. Four out number two of the inning already. And just a couple of pitches and already two down now. Bottom four for West Cath. West Cath 1-for-2, an RBI single, getting the party started in that third inning. Colby Smelly, the DH, awaiting on deck. 3-1 your score. Ballers over the Woodpeckers. Calderon, strikeout machine today as Cath on a line to short. Tyler Whitaker makes the play. Just like that, the inning is over. Line out to the shortstop Whitaker for the third out of the fourth inning. Top five headed your way after a quick break on the Ballers Baseball Network. 102-mile-an-hour line drive from West Cath that closes out the fourth inning. Break will be right back here in Kannapolis. Freddie Guillamo lead off top of the fifth inning. Jared Kelly back out for his fifth inning of action. Looking to tie a season high. Five innings of work. Guillamo will dig in. Cody Orr and Joey Loperfido will follow in the order for the Kannapolis Cannonballers as Kelly will deliver the 1-0. A bit off the plate and away to Guillamo. We'll move it 2-0. Again, Guillamo, Orr, and Loperfido. Last time up for Guillamo. One of six punch-out victims on the day for Jared Kelly. Hunter Dallader continuing to get loose out there for Kannapolis. Here's the 2-0 from Kelly. Lifted eye and foul. Heads up. That ball puts a dent into the siding here on the Sweet Level Atrium Health Ballpark. Looks like we might have to send a invoice to Freddie Guillamo. We've already had to send Smelly for putting a hole in our Atrium Health Ballpark sign up above our first base side. Of course, we didn't send him an actual invoice. We should have, though, causing damage to the ballpark. 2-1 count. Guillamo with a dish. Open stance. Here's a 2-1 heavy. Swing and a miss from the righty. 2-2 now as Guillamo is just a bit behind on the fastball. 94 miles an hour from Jared Kelly. 2-2 count. Here's the pitch from the righty. So this one is swung on, lifted high, and foul. Heads up over there in the right field terrace area. That will land on the top of the right field terrace and bounce towards gate one over near our soft serve cart. Mr. Chris Beasley running the show here today. Good day for soft serve, I'll tell you that. Go get one of those souvenir helmets full of soft serve. 2-2 from Kelly. This one's fouled off straight back. Another one coming to 2-2. Looks like an arm warming for Fayetteville down the line. Looks like Brian Salgado down the line with the bright blue glove. Salgado might be in a piggyback situation with the righty Calderon. 2-2 on the way from Jared. This one swung and missed out the plate. He struck him out. A new season high. Seven punch-outs on the day for Jared Kelly. First out of the inning is complete. That'll send it to Cody Orr, center fielder. Well, Jared Kelly needs two more outs to get the minimum five innings for a win. He has not tallied a win all year. Still searching for his first W of the season. He's 0-4. Pitch to Cody Orr, swung on and missed. That'll be a 0-1 count. Would say Jared Kelly has produced his best start of the year so far, in my short opinion. 4 1/3, he's got seven punch outs. Just the one run on four hits. This one's fouled back by Cody Orr. We'll do another 1-0-2. Loperfido, left fielder, awaiting on deck. Looks like Brian Salgado is going to be the arm to follow. Carlos Calderon here. This one's tapped just ever so foul by Cody Orr. Looked like a corkscrew down there. 0-2 will remain the count. 96-mile-an-hour fastball from Jared Kelly. Kelly with a deep breath. He'll come set. He's just below 75 pitches. 0-2. This one's lifted in the air, high in the air, shallow left field. After it is the third baseman, Wes Kath. He calls everyone off and makes the play. Four out at number two. It's a P5 in the book. Two down now for Joey Loperfido. Again, Kelly one out away from being eligible for the victory. Two down now, top five. Jared Kelly on the bump. He's tallied seven punch outs. Here's the pitch to Loperfido. A bit up and away. 1-0 is your count. Windy day out to left field as the 1-0 is off the plate to Loperfido. 2-0 now your count. We'll take a peek at some of the other games going on in the Carolina League as well. Bottom five in Carolina where the Mudcats and the Down East Wood Ducks are tied at one. Everywhere else, nobody's gotten started yet. 2-0 is a bit in the dirt. Loperfido holds off. Count now 3-0. Nowhere else has anybody gotten started. We've got the other four games in the Carolina League starting at 5:05 tonight. 3-0 on the way from Jared. Fastball, a bit low, ball four, and that will be a two-out walk issued to Joey Loperfido. Now runner on, Logan Cerny will dig in. And now Guillermo Quiroz is going to come out and have a chat. Looks like Jared Kelly's day is done. He's going to come up one out short of being eligible for a win. That has got to sting a little bit. Nonetheless, good outing from the righty. Jared Kelly picking up a new season high of 7 punch outs on the day. Hunter Dallander will enter in relief and piggyback off of the Ballers Baseball Network. Logan Cerny will dig in top of the fifth inning here for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. New righty on the mound for Kannapolis. From Evans, Georgia, it's Hunter Dallander in relief of the righty Jared Kelly. What a day for Jared Kelly out on the bump. One out, though, one on, though, and two down. Logan Cerny at the plate. Pitch is in there from Dallander. 1-1 is your count. Dallander, 2-0, the 3.48 ERA. What a great start to the season for Hunter Dallander, one of the new signees by the Chicago White Sox organization. 1-1 heavy, swing and a miss from Logan Cerny. We'll move it now 1-2. Dallander makes his first appearance against the Fayetteville Woodpeckers this year. Product of Georgia Gwinnett. He actually had spent some time with the Great Falls Voyagers over in Montana. 1-2 count on Logan Cerny. Here's the pitch. This one's lifted in the air center field right at Misael Gonzalez, who moves over and makes the grab. Four out number three in the inning. It's a F8 in the book for Logan Cerny, who's now 0-for-3 today with 3 flyouts. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Super Splash inning is on the way here in Kannapolis. New arm of the bump for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. It's a familiar face for all of us over here. 6'1", 205-pound righty from Rio Piedras, Puerto Rico. It's Brian Salgado on the bump. Delivers the first pitch to Colby Smelly in there. 0-1 is your count. Brian Salgado, one of the better arms in all the Carolina League, will come out of the bullpen for Joe Thon and the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Pitch is upstairs to Smelly. 1-1 is now your count. Bottom five ballers on top, 3-1 over the Fayetteville Woodpeckers here in the series finale. The season series finale between the Peckers and the Ballers. Pitch is in there. 1-2 now the count on Colby Smelly. As for Brian Salgado, the 6-1 righty, pretty solid year so far for him. 1-2 is in there. Bring him up. Got him looking called. Strike three. Salgado comes in and gets a strikeout to begin his day on the bump for Fayetteville. That'll send Wilfred Veras to the plate. As for Brian Salgado, righty with the blue glove out there. He says the blue glove is in tribute of Marcus Stroman, one of his inspirations out there on the bump. Pitch is off the plate. 1-0 now to Wilfred Veras. Salgado 6-5 with a 4.12 ERA as the 1-0 is off the plate to Veras. 2-0 now. Making his 18th appearance on the year. He's 67 and two-thirds innings pitched entering today for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers as this one's unloaded on high and deep into left field. After it is the left fielder, Lo Perfido. He looks up and it's out of here. Solo shot for Wilfred Veras, and now the home run board for the Kannapolis Cannonballers is tied. It's his 15th of the year, and it gives the Ballers an extended lead, 4-1 now. Here in the fifth inning of this ball game, it's an insurance run for the Ballers. Like a good neighbor, Wilfred Veras is there, 455 feet. Good night. Off the bat of Wilfred Veras, 107-mile-an-hour exit velocity. What a tattoo of a ball from Wilfred Veras. DJ Gladney will now dig in. Him and Veras now tied with 15 homers on the year. It is also Veras' 50th RBI. Gladney lines the pitch to second base. On a hop, makes the play, does Molina. He'll fire to first in time for the 4-3 ground out of DJ Gladney, who is out for the first time today. Two down now for Benjamin Bailey. That was an absolute missile off the bat of Wilfred Veras. 455 feet. Ball was crushed. Salgado in the ballgame. Rio Piedras, Puerto Rico. Grew up in Houston, Texas. Actually went to school at Oregon State. He was a Beaver. Pitch is off the plate. 1-0 to Benjamin Bailey. Working quickly is Salgado. Here's the 1-0. It's a bit low and off the plate. Count the move 2-0. Benjamin Bailey on the day, 0-for-2 with a flyout and a strikeout. Salgado was entering the day on a 4-1/3 inning scoreless streak. That is snapped, though, as Wilfred Veras tattoos a ball into left center field. 2-1 count, 2 down. Here's the pitch from the righty Salgado. This one's unloaded on into left field. That'll drop in front of the left fielder Lo Perfido and be a base knock. Benjamin Bailey doesn't want to test the arm of Lo Perfido. He'll stay put at first base. It's a bloop single into left field for a two-out base knock. Samuel Polanco, second baseman, will now dig in. In the fifth inning, picking up some hard-hit baseballs off the arm of Brian Salgado. Polanco will dig in. The pitch from the righty is in there. 0-1, your count outside corner. Polanco, 1-for-2 on the day, and a single back in the third inning. It was an RBI single. Ballers getting all kinds of run support for their starting arms today. 0-1, hardliner into right field this time for a base knock, and the Ballers hitting the ball hard against the righty Brian Salgado. Up to second goes Bailey. Samuel Polanco picks up his second hit of the day. 2-1 and still 2 down now for Nick Thornquist. Well, every ball put into play so far by Kannapolis against the righty Salgado has been very hard hit. Veras getting the party started with that home run. Gladney with a hardliner ground out to Leo's Danny Molina. Then two good contact singles for Bailey and Polanco. First pitch to Thornquist, an off-speed pitch. He'll move it 1-0 now on Thornquist. 0-for-2 on the day. Grounded into a fielder's choice in the third. He struck out in the second inning against the righty at Calderon. Salgado on the bump. Long look at second. Here's the pitch. Swung and missed by Thornquist. He'll move it now 1-1. Book is closed on Calderon. Four innings, five hits, three runs all earned, three walks, six punchouts. Calderon not too shabby a day. He just ran into some trouble in the third. 1-1. Thornquist wanted to offer. He did not. Called strike anyways. 1-2. Calderon, six punchouts in four innings. Not too shabby at all. The last time he picked anything up in that realm, six punchouts back on June the 26th against the Augusta Green Jackets. 1-2. A bit low to the plate. Now 2-2 on Thornquist. Catcher in Guillamo is going to come out and have a chat with Brian Salgado. Thornquist at the dish. Looking to reach base for the first time today. Batting average right at the Mendoza line of 200. Wilbur Sanchez La Chispa waiting on deck. Shortstop of the ballers here in today's matchup. Looks like some ominous clouds out there in right field. Getting darker by the minute. 2-2. Fastball up and away from Salgado. We'll move it now full on Nick Thornquist. Ballers lead 4-1 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. They put up three runs in the third, and then Wilfred Veras. That solo blast earlier in the inning against Brian Salgado. Full count offering. Runners going. This one's unloaded on high and deep into left field. Trailing back is Lo Perfido. Warning track wall. And it's going to hit off the base of the wall and get loose. Scoring will be Bailey. Scoring will be Polanco. Nick Thornquist is going to try to get to third. Sliding in. He is safe. Nick Thornquist, RBI, triple, scores two runs. Bailey will score and Samuel Polanco will score. Ballers now lead 6-1 here in the inning over the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Thornquist on base for the first time today. Gets two more RBIs to his name. And he'll send Wilbur Sanchez to the plate. One on and two down still. Nick Thornquist picking up RBIs 8 and 9. Brian Salgado getting hard hit here in this half inning against the Ballers' bats. Sanchez's first pitch from Salgado is a bit off the plate. 1-0 your count. Wilbur Sanchez, a double in the third, a fly out in the fourth. 1-0 on the way from the righty. This one's lifted high and foul. We'll do another one at 1-1. Thornquist picks up a triple here in this bottom of the fifth inning. It is his second triple of the year. Sanchez at the plate. Picked up a walk in last night's game. He was 0-3. 1-1 is up and in. 2-1 count now on La Chispa. 0-5 with three walks entering today's game. And then he's now at 1-2 with a double. One's popped up in the infield. Major League pop-up. Who's got it? Looks like the catcher, Guillamo, looking for it. He finds it and makes the grab. Four out number three. It is a P2 in foul ground for Wilbur Sanchez to conclude the fifth inning. But damage is done. Ballers pick up three more runs on a home run from Wilfred Veras and an RBI triple from the catcher, Nick Thornquist. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Top six headed your way after a short break. Well, the Ballers put up three more runs in the bottom of the fifth inning. Top of the sixth inning here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Good guys on top, 6-1 over the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, looking to take the victory here on this series finale, this season series finale against the Woodpeckers. Hunter Dallander back out of the bump. Pitch is grounded foul by Justin Williams. We'll move now 1-1 on the Woodpeckers. Third baseman Maskei and Tyler Whitaker will follow in the order as Dallander's 1-1. A bit off the plate. We'll move it now 2-1. On it, Justin Williams, a third baseman, a single in the second, and they ground out in the fourth inning. Dallander on the bump, his second inning of action. 2-1, heavy swing and a miss from Justin Williams. We'll move it now to a 2-2 count. Dallander entering the game after Kelly goes 4 2/3. 2-2, just a bit off the plate. Count will run full now on Williams. Kelly's day is done. A great start for him. 4 2/3, 4 hit, 1 run. 2 walks and 7 punch outs, a season high. 3-2, a bit off the plate, ball 4. Leadoff walk issued to Justin Williams. Hunter Dallander allows his first base runner of the ball game. That'll send it to Victor Maskei. Victor Maskei, 1-for-2, the single in the fourth and a strikeout in the second. Off-speed pitch is in there from Dallander. 0-1 is your count. Dallander making his fifth appearance on the year. He last pitched back on the 12th of July against the Salem Red Sox. Pitch swung on a miss by Maskei. Quickly now 0-2. Dallander's gone at least 4 innings in all of his outings. He's gone 6 innings twice. So coming out of the bullpen, definitely a threat for opposing batters to face. Dallander, a crafty righty on the bump. 0-2 on the way. Fastball just a bit high. 2-0, the 3.48 ERA entering today. 20 2/3 innings, 19 hits, 8 runs, 4 walks, 24 punchouts. It's a wide margin of strikeouts to walks. 1-2, ring him up, got him looking, called strike 3. Hunter Dallander picks up his first punch out of the day. It's Victor Maskei down looking for the second time today. First out of the sixth inning. That'll send up Tyler Whitaker, shortstop to the plate. Pitch from Dallander, a bit off the plate. To Tyler Whitaker, 1-0 is your count. Whitaker has reached base twice today. He had a double in the second and a walk in the fourth. One of only 2 walks on the day for Jared Kelly. Dallander's 1-0 offering is swung on and foul tipped into the mitt of Nick Thornquist. 1-1, and now is your count on Whitaker. Las Vegas, Nevada native is Tyler Whitaker. Jose Alvarez, right fielder, waiting on deck. 1-1 to Whitaker. A bit off the plate. We'll move now 2-1. Carolina League leader in strikeouts is Tyler Whitaker. Struck out well over 120 times this year. Has not struck out yet today, though. 2-1 from Dallander. Fastball again a bit off the plate. Count now moves 3-1. Favorable hitters count. Whitaker comes set, a little bit of a open stance of the dish. 3-1. This one's hard line into right field. It'll drop and be a base knock. Tyler Whitaker with a day to remember at the plate. He's reached base 3 times today. This one is a single in the right field. Advancing to second is Justin Williams. That'll be now 2-1 for Jose Alvarez. Jose Alvarez, batting exactly .500 on the year. He's 3-for-6 against the Kannapolis Cannonballers this weekend. Only his second game with Fayetteville here today. Mound visit from Thornquist to Dallander. Alvarez a single in the fourth, a strikeout in the second inning. Fayetteville putting together a couple of base knocks in that fourth. They picked up a run as well. Dallander's first pitch to Alvarez, and the dirt picked out by the catcher, Thornquist. Check swing, did he go? No. Says our infield umpire in Jalen Goodman. 1-0 is your count. Jose Alvarez, right fielder, listed as a catcher in the roster for Joe Thon and the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. 6'1", 180-pound righty from Maracaibo, Venezuela. Pitches a bit low to Alvarez from Dollander. 2-0 now, your count. Dollander a bit off today, it looks like. Has not found the strike zone with as much consistency as he usually does. This one is lifted high and foul by Jose Alvarez. Count will move 2-1. Righty's batting just 159 on the year against Dollander. 14 strikeouts, 2 walks. 2-1 on the way. Fastball just a bit off the plate to Jose Alvarez. Will move 3-1. Dollander at 2/3 of an inning. He's already at over 20 pitches. This will be pitch number 24. Here's the 3-1. This one's popped up. Who's got it? This will be in foul ground. After it is Wilfred Veras. Nick Thornquist coming in, and he'll make the grab in foul ground for the second out of the inning. Jose Alvarez out on a P2 in foul ground. 2 down, 2 on still for Leo's Danny Molina, second baseman. Leo's Danny Molina 0-2 on the day. Strikeout and a flyout for the second baseman for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Molina normally the shortstop. Pitch from Dollander in there. 0-1 your count. At second remains Williams. Tyler Whitaker at first base. He's on base for the third time today. This one's lifted high and foul on an emergency swing. 0-2 now on the way from Dollander. No arms warming in either bullpen. Brian Salgado will more than likely come back out for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. 0-2. Fastball upstairs to Molina. Good patience at the plate. 1-2. Dollander last time out against Salem. 7 punch outs in 4 innings. 2 hits, no runs, and no walks. This one's fouled back by Molina. 1-2 now. Dollander is not allowed a run since back on the 7th against the Carolina Mudcats. He allowed 3 in 6 innings. 1-2 on the way. Curveball grounded up the middle. Sanchez plays it at short. Spin around. Fire to first. What a play by Wilbur Sanchez. Calling the ballerina out there. He makes the play on a spin and the throw for the third out of the sixth inning. That'll conclude the sixth inning. We'll send it bottom half now. Ballers on top. 6-1 over the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Bottom of the sixth inning, first pitch to Misael Gonzalez. Brian Salgado is off the plate. 1-0 is your count. Gonzalez, Kath, and Smelly two up in the order. 1-0 just a bit off the plate. 2-0 now to Misael Gonzalez. Not too shabby at the plate for Misa. 0-3, but he's put some balls into play. 2-0, heavy swing and miss. 2-1 now. Wind is howling out to left field here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Clouds starting to roll in. Hopefully no precipitation on the way. That would not be fun. Here's a 2-1 from Brian Salgado. Fastball inside corner. Now 2-2. Salgado is second inning of action. Not the greatest of innings from him in the fifth inning. Allowing three runs on the Ballers offense. 2-2. Fastball a bit low, but ring him up. Got him looking. Called strike three. It is a fastball called strike three. And Misael Gonzalez is not a fan of the call. Nonetheless, it is the first out of the sixth inning for West Cath. Hitting coach Cameron Seitzer down stare downs to home plate umpire Charlie Welling, and nonetheless, that is it. First pitch from Salgado to Kath, a bit low and off the plate on a curveball. 1-0 is your count. Salgado again, 6-1 Roddy, 22 years of age, former Oregon State Beaver. 1-0, a bit off the plate now, 2-0. He played in the Puerto Rican Winter League this past offseason, 1-1 with a 3.65 ERA. 8 punch-outs and 11 relief appearances. 2-0 a bit upstairs to West Cath. Now 3-0. He reached base back in the third on a single. Salgado will come set. 3-0 on the way. Fastball upstairs. Ball four. It's a four-pitch walk issued to West Cath. Second time he's reached base today. One out, runner on for Colby Smelly. Colby Smelly's got two walks on the day. Struck out looking in the fifth inning against Carlos Calderon's relief appearance in Brian Salgado. Salgado an inning and a third so far. First pitch swung and a missed by Smelly, 0-1. Wilfred Veras, first baseman awaiting on deck. Wind blowing deep out to left field. Definitely helping cool down our fans here on Super Splash Day. 0-1 from the righty. In the dirt, picked out by catcher Guillamo. 1-1 now on Colby Smelly. Again, a walk in the first, a walk in the third, a strikeout looking. Smelly's trying to get back in the hit column. Did not get a hit in last night's game either. 1-1. This one's lined into center field. Call it the reverse broadcaster's curse. He's got a base knock. Advancing to second will be West Cath, and Smelly is on base with a single. Third time he's reached base today. That'll send Wilfred Veras to the plate. Wilfred Veras tattooed a home run back in the fifth inning. He had a single as well. He's already got a multi. Wiggling the bat over the shoulder and delivers the first pitch. Grounder to first base, making the play is Mesky to second for one, and that's all they'll get. It is a force out of Colby Smelly, so it's a three, looks like a six put out. Nope, 3-4 put out of Colby Smelly for the second out. Advancing to third is West Cath. Reaching first on a fielder's choice is Wilfred Veras, so corners are loaded of ballers. Two down now for DJ Gladney. Glad he cuts on the pitch, grounds it up the middle. It might be deep in the hole. Throw goes into first, and it is gets loose past the first baseman of Sky. Advancing to second will be DJ Gladney. Scoring on the play will indeed be West Cath. It'll go down as a single and then an error, allowing DJ Gladney to advance on the play. So a single and then a E6 on the throw. E4. There goes Danny Molina. Not his normal spot at shortstop today. E4. Allows another run to score. West Cath scores. Veras advances to third. So two on and still two down for Benjamin Bailey. First pitch to Bailey. Fastball, low part of the zone for now a 0-1 count. So Gatto takes a peek. Here's the pitch. This one's lifted high in the air. Who's got it? Looks like the first baseman of Mascot trying to get an eye on it. He has it in his eyes, had it in his hands for the third out of the inning. Benjamin Bailey out on a P3 for the third out of the inning. But the ballers get another run across the plate. Westcath scores on a RBI single from DJ Gladney. That is another run across the plate. 7-1 your score. Kannapolis leads top 7 when we return on the Ballers Baseball Network. Top of the seventh inning, Freddie Guillamo will lead things off. Top 7 for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, followed by Cody Orr and Joey Loperfido for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Dollander back onto the bump. Another inning of action for the righty in relief of Jared Kelly. Pitch is off the plate. 1-1 now to Freddie Guillamo. Swung on and missed. Now 1-2 on the Woodpeckers catcher in the 9-hole. 0-2 today with 2 strikeouts is Freddie Guillamo. 1-2 count, here's the pitch. This one's lifted high and foul down the right field line. Heads up in the right field terrace. 1-2 count will go on Guillamo. 2 strikeouts in today's game. Last series against the Myrtle Beach Pelicans had 10 strikeouts and 12 appearances at the plate. Pitch off the plate from Dollander. 2-2 now on Guillamo. Dollander in relief of the righty, Jared Kelly. 2-2, fastball, bring him up, got him, looking, called, strike 3 in the outside corner. It's another strikeout for Hunter Dollander, his second one of the day. Guillamo now 0-3 with 3 strikeouts for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Cody Orr, top of the order, now dig in for Fayetteville. Dollander will deliver the pitch. This one's lifted in the air, shallow right field after it is DJ Gladney, but looks like it'll barely reach the outfield grass. Wilford Veros will make the grab. It's a P3, one pitch for the second out of the inning. It is Cody Orr. It sends it now to Joey Loperfido. Loperfido scorching this past week against Kannapolis. He's had a good stretch of games. 1-for-5 yesterday with an RBI. He did have a golden sombrero. 4 strikeouts against the Ballers pitching staff. First pitch in there, 0-1. Currently this week, 3-for-9, 2 doubles, 3 RBI, 4 strikeouts. Today, he is 0-for-2 with a strikeout. He did reach on a walk. Pitch is inside on the 0-1. 1-1 now your count. Currently on a 2-game hit streak. He had an 8-game streak twice this year. 1-1 fastball in there. Now 1-2. Loperfido, a 5-hit game back on the ninth against the Delmarva Shorebirds. 1-2 count, two down, top seven. Ballers hold on and missed at the plate. He struck him out. Hunter Dallander, three punch outs in his outing so far. He's through two and a third here in Kannapolis. And Lo Perfido down on strikes for the second time today. That'll send it to the seventh inning stretch here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Good guys on top, 7-1. We'll be right back when we return on the Ballers Baseball Network. Emil Polanco lifts the first pitch at the bottom of the seventh inning into center field. Making the grab out there is the center fielder for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Of the bottom of the seventh inning is commenced. Polanco lifts a 101-mile-an-hour pitch into center field. That will be a F8. First out of the inning is commenced. Nick Thornquist, catcher, will now dig in. Thornquist's first pitch of his at-bat from Salgado is in there. 1-0 is your count. Looks like Boomer has made his way up here to the broadcast booth. He's hanging out. Looks like he's hanging out now with Andrew Chapman, broadcaster for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, who got his microphone and his booth squared away. He was having technical issues up the wazoo, as we say. 2-0 count now on Thornquist. Here's the pitch from Salgado. Fastball inside corner. 2-1 now. Andrew Chapman had an issue with his broadcast booth, his board over there. And then he found out it was a simple problem of he couldn't get his board unmuted for some reason. Pitch is inside. 3-1 now on Thornquist. Triple back in the fifth inning for Nick Thornquist, producing two RBI. 3-1 on the way. Hard liner past the third baseman. Williams into left field for a base knock. Nick Thornquist, the multi-hit game. He's on base with a one-out single here in the bottom of the seventh inning. And now one out and a runner on for Wilbur Sanchez. Sanchez will dig in. He's 1-for-3 today. Had a double back in the third inning. First pitch from Salgado to Sanchez is in there. 0-1 your count. Misael Gonzalez, the leadoff batter on deck. Thornquist on base, second time today. Pitch to the plate from Salgado is a bit off the plate. 1-1 is your count. Sanchez, a double in the third, a fly out in the fourth, and a pop out in the fifth. This is his second time facing off against Salgado. He pops another one up. This time it's in fair play. 1-1, and he'll make the grab in the infield for the second out. It's a P5 for Wilbur Sanchez. Now 1-for-4 in the day. It sends it back to the top of the order in Misael Gonzalez. Misael Gonzalez, 0-for-4 on the day. Two strikeouts, a ground out, and a flyout for Misa. Had a night to remember at the plate yesterday. Two doubles, a triple, a couple RBIs mixed in there as well. Gonzalez grounds the pitch to third base. Williams makes it back, and it's Sammy's going to have to hurry. Throw goes into first and makes the play in time for a 5-3 ground out. Misael Gonzalez now 0-for-5 on the day. Well, we're through 7 here in Kannapolis. Good guys on top, 7-1. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Our final Super Splash inning is about to get going here in Kannapolis. Top of the eighth here in Kannapolis, Logan Cerny will dig in to lead it off for Fayetteville. First pitch is in there. 0-1, your count now on the Woodpeckers' designated hitter. Justin Williams, Victor Mascai follow in the order. Hunter Dollander back out for another inning of action. The pitch to Logan Cerny is just a bit inside and is now a 1-1 count on Logan Cerny. Dollander 2 1/3, three strikeouts so far. 1-1 is a bit inside. We'll move it now 2-1. Cerny, 3 flyouts today. He's 0-for-3. He's got 52 RBI on it this season. 2-1, swung and a miss. 2-2 now the count. Dollander has been effective today. Jared Kelly, starting arm today for Kannapolis, striking out 7. Total of 10 punch-outs today for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Logan Cerny, 0-for-3, 3 flyouts, so no strikeouts. But nearly everyone else has tallied a strikeout. 2-2. Ring him up, got him looking, called strike 3, reverse broadcaster's curse up here. I'm going to call that the RBC, reverse broadcaster's curse. We love that. That'll send it down to Justin Williams as Logan Cerny down looking at strike 3 for the first out of the eighth inning. Justin Williams will now dig in. Dollander's pitch to Justin Williams a bit off the plate. 1-0 is now your count. Wind is absolutely howling out to left field now. Roddy Batters should have a field day. Half swing from Williams. It's fouled off down the first base line. 1-1 now your count. Justin Williams on today. A single, a ground out, and a walk. As he cuts on the pitch, grounded foul down the first base line. Wilfred Veras makes the play and pitches in 1-2 on Justin Williams. Ballers have exploded for 12 hits today in a 7-1 lead. They're five outs away from victory here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Holding a 6-run lead. Here's the pitch on the 1-2. Just a bit off the plate to Justin Williams. We'll move it 2-2. Some darker clouds moving in the area. Doesn't look like any precipitation, though, as the 2-2 lifted high and foul by Justin Williams. Another one coming at 2-2. Of course, we're in that time of year when the heat gets too much, storms will pop up. It happens as Williams tanks this pitch on the 2-2 into right field. That's going to be trouble. It's going to roll all the way to the wall. Headed for second is Williams. Gladney having trouble fielding. Williams is going to stop at second as the relay throw comes in from right. It's a stand-up double for Justin Williams with one out now in the eighth inning. It's another hit off of Hunter Dollander. The first time the Woodpeckers have had a base runner since the sixth inning. That'll send Victor Mascot to the plate. Victor Mascot will dig in a single back in the fourth inning. He's also got two strikeouts on the day, both looking. So he hasn't lifted the bat off his shoulder too much today. Nonetheless, he's got a runner in scoring position. First pitch is well inside from Dollander. Another one coming at 1-0. Ballers will be home again next week, Tuesday through Sunday, against the Columbia Fireflies, affiliate of the Kansas City Royals. Here at Atrium Health Ballpark, 1-0 lifted high and foul, heads up over by gate one. It'll land over by the roasted corn cart. Haven't had roasted corn in a while. Sounds pretty good. 1-1 now, your count on a Mascot. Dollander will take a long look at second. Here's the 1-1. Fastball inside corner, good pitch from the righty. 1-2 now the count. Tyler Whitaker, here's the offering. Swung and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Hunter Dollander picks up his fifth punch out of the day. Victor Mascot now with three strikeouts on his day. Not the greatest of days for the Woodpeckers first baseman and Victor Mascot. Four outs away from victory now are the Kannapolis Cannonballers, and Tyler Whitaker will dig in. Whitaker, a tough bat to face off today for Kannapolis. Pitch in there, 0-1 now on Tyler Whitaker. Here's the pitch, lifted high and foul by Whitaker. Another one coming at 0-2. Whitaker, the shortstop, a double, a single, and a walk in the inning. A double back in the second inning. Walk in the fourth, a single back in the sixth. Here's the pitch to Whitaker from Dollander. Fastball off the plate. He'll move at 1-2. One, two count, two out. Dollander looking to get out of the jam. Here's the pitch. Fastball, ring him up, got him looking, called strike three. Hunter Dollander picks up three more strikeouts here in the eighth inning of Logan Cerny, Victor Mascot, and now Tyler Whitaker. Ballers three outs away from victory. They'll get one more chance to bat, though. Bottom of the eighth on the way here in Kannapolis. Ballers lead 7-1 over the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Thank you. Bottom of the eighth inning here in Kannapolis. West Cath leading off. First pitch from Salgado with it off the plate. 1-0 is your count. West Cath, Colby Smelly, Wilfred Veras, two up here in the order against Brian Salgado, the righty, and his inning of action is fourth inning of action. Pitch off the plate to West Cath. 2-0 is now your count. Again, Cath, Smelly, and Wilfred Veras, two up in the order. Ballers lead 7-1. They have the righty Nick Gallagher, the shutdown righty, former Iowa Hawkeye out there, warming up in the bullpen in anticipation of the ninth inning. Pitch is off the plate to West Cath. 3-0 is now your count. Kelly goes 4 2/3, like Nick Gallagher will continue the day, and he will complete the day. Pitch in there, 3-1 now to West Cath. 1-for-3 day for Cath. He had a RBI single in the third inning. A walk as well in the sixth, then he'll get another one walk here. 3-1 is low ball 4. It's a leadoff walk issued to the Ballers' third baseman, Scottsdale, Arizona native. Gets his third time of reaching base today. That'll send it to Colby Smelly. Well, both sides will continue their action next week. Fayetteville Woodpeckers will head back home after they haven't been home in quite a long time. Pitch is upstairs on Smelly. 1-0 your count. They'll do a six-game set with the Carolina Mudcats next week out of the Milwaukee Brewers organization. Ballers will remain home and host the Columbia Fireflies in what's sure to be a barn burner of a series. 1-0 in there. 1-1 is now your count. That game gets going at 5:05 today down in Columbia against the Augusta Green Jackets. Columbia loses today. The Ballers finish out the victory. Ballers will be in sole position of first place. Pitch inside, 2-1 now to Smelly. Of course, next week's ball games are going to be a whole lot of fun. Guaranteed to at least remain tied with the Columbia Fireflies now entering the series. Pitch upstairs on Smelly, 3-1 now. Salgado, two strikeouts. He's sitting below 60 pitches. There are no arms warming for Fayetteville down the line. Salgado expected to more than likely close out this outing for the Woodpeckers. 3-1 up and in. Smelly gets hit in the arm, and it is a hit-by-pitch. So now back-to-back batters reach base for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. A walk and a hit-by-pitch. That'll send Wilfred Veras to the dish. Wilfred Veras hit an absolute bomb in the fifth inning. Into left field on a solo shot. A single in the third inning. Strikeout in the first and reaching on a fielder's choice in the sixth. It's now John Kovalik. Go out and have a chat with Brian Salgado. Veras tied for the team lead in homers with 15 on the year. He's now got 50 RBI as well. Third mound visit of the day for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. John Kovalik has now sent a pitcher out to get loose for Fayetteville. Can't quite make out who it is down there. Veras will dig in. He's had a good day at the plate. 2-for-4. Another multi-hit game. Salgado's pitch. This one's fouled off by Veras. Another one coming in 0-1. Salgado comes set. Two runners on for Kannapolis. They hold a 7-1 lead here over the Woodpeckers at home. Pitch off the plate. 1-1 now. Approaching just over 2 hours of game action. We started about 101 here in Kannapolis. 92 degrees at first pitch. Still very toasty out here. 1-1 from Salgado. Foul back. Another one coming to 1-2 for Wilfred Veras. DJ Gladney on deck. He's got a multi-hit game as well. Four ballers in total holding multi-hit games. Veras looking the bat over the right shoulder. Here's the pitch. Swung on, foul tipped by Veras. Freddy Guillamo behind home plate will have to take a second as it chipped off of his face. And now he's going to lay out there and looks like head athletic trainer and Eric Braun's going to come out and have a chat. Looks like Guillamo in some discomfort. Looks like he got foul tipped behind the dish there by Wilfred Veras. It wasn't that hard a fastball from Salgado in comparison to what we've seen today. But the foul tip from Wilfred Veras catches Guillamo just well enough in the head protector, the helmet region. Veras will have a 1-2 count remaining. Woodpeckers now might have to do a little bit of shifting. They only have two catchers on the roster. If Guillamo is unable to continue, Jose Alvarez, their other catcher, is out in right field. Guillamo will get up and looks like he might continue in this ballgame. He's foul tipped off the face. He'll shake it off, put the helmet back on. Looks like he's going to stay in the ballgame. So Veras will remain a 1-2 count. Salgado on the bump, trying to get some better footing. He digs into the mound. Veras at the plate with a 1-2 count. Here's the pitch from Salgado. This one's lined into left field for a base knock. Stopping there will be third, will be Wes Kath. It's a station-to-station base knock for Wilfred Veras, who's got a three-hit day to his name now. Two singles and a home run for the righty bat of Wilfred Veras. 103 miles an hour off the bat. It'll send DJ Gladney into the lane with the bases chuck full of ballers and nobody out. As now time called, looks like Vincent Blue, manager, the development coach for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, come out and have a chat. Looks like that's the end of the day for Brian Salgado. New arm on the way for Fayetteville. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. New arm on the way for the Woodpeckers. DJ Gladney wasting no time. First pitch of the outing for Jacob DeLavio is lifted into the Berman left field. It's a grand slam for DJ Gladney. Ballers jump out now to an 11-1 lead here at Atrium Health Ballpark. What a shot from DJ Gladney, who asserts his dominance on top of the home run list. Now his 16th homer on the year. 381 feet off the bat of DJ Gladney. It is a grand slam to left field. Kath Smelly and Wilfred Veras all score. How about the Ballers' offense today? DJ Gladney, a grand slam, his 16th of the year. That'll send Benjamin Bailey to the plate. Ballers on top, 11-1 in this ballgame. New arm on the bump for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, Jacob DeLabio. First pitch, giving up a grand slam. That can't feel good. Pitch is off the plate. 1-0 is your count. Now on Benjamin Bailey. DeLabio's 1-0. Hard grounder foul down the left field line. He'll do another one at 1-1. Benjamin Bailey, left fielder, digs in. DJ Gladdy with a grand slam. Extending the lead now 11-1 in favor of the good guys, the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Bailey today had a single back in the fifth inning, extending his on-base streak. DeLabio on the bump, the third arm used by the Peckers today. 1-1 in there, 1-2 now your count. DeLabio, 6'5", 205-pound Roddy from Kenosha, Wisconsin. 24-year-old Roddy. Pitched at Carthage, a non-drafted free agent signing in 2021 by the Houston Astros. 1-2, swung and a miss for strike three. Benjamin, bottom of the eighth inning, it's a swing and a miss from Jacob DeLabio's arm. That'll be his first strikeout of the day. Samuel Polanco will now dig in. First pitch to Samuel Polanco from Jacob DeLabio is a bit off the plate. 1-0 is your count. Samuel Polanco will dig in. He's got two singles on the day. Here's the 1-0 from the tall Roddy. It's just a bit off the plate. 2-0 now to Samuel. He's got a single in the third, a single in the fifth. Strikeout on a foul tip in the second, and a fly out into center field in the seventh inning. Ballers lead 11-1 over the Fayetteville Woodpeckers here in the series finale. The final time these two sides will play each other. 2-0 in there. 2-1 now the count. Nick Thornquist, catcher, waiting on deck. Nick Gallagher continuing to warm up out there for Kannapolis. 2-1 upstairs on an off-speed pitch. Now 3-1. Three-one on the way from DeLabio, lifted high and foul by Samuel Polanco. Another one coming at 3-2. Ballers on top, 11-1 over the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. They have put up a lot of runs today. 11 runs on 14 hits. 3-2. A bit low and inside, ball four. Samuel Polanco continues the inning with a walk here, with one down in the frame. Runner on and still just one out for Nick Thornquist. And the Ballers just three outs away from winning, but they're pouring it on with some insurance runs here. 11-1 your score over. And it looks like they better hurry because some weather looks like it's forming out in a left field. Pitch in there, 0-1 your count on Nick Thornquist. A triple and a single on the day for Thornquist. Triple in the fifth, a single in the seventh as he cuts on the 0-1 and misses. 0-2 now. Nick Thornquist, two RBIs today as well. Picking up RBIs 8 and 9 here against the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. 0-2, just a bit inside, and that'll be off the plate. 1-2 now. On at Nick Thornquist. Wilbur Sanchez, shortstop, awaiting on deck. DeLabio comes set. He'll deliver the pitch. Just a bit low. Another one even at 2-2. DeLabio 0-2 with a 3.86 ERA on the year for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. This is his 10th appearance of the year. 11 and a third innings, 12 hits. Of course, all that added with DJ Gladney's grand slam. 2-2 popped up in foul ground, and the first baseman, Mascai, can't make the grab. That bat will continue at 2-2. Mascai had room to make the play. However, it lands on the playing surface out there near the bullpen. Count stays put at 2-2. Sanchez, the shortstop, awaiting. Here's the 2-2. Fastball, ring him up, got him looking, called strike three. Nick Thornquist down on strikes for the second time today. I would say it's a bad day for Nick Thornquist, but I'd be lying to you. Again, that RBI triple and a single for Thornquist in his only appearance this weekend. And he'll send it to La Chispa. Wilber Sanchez, 1-for-4 day for him. Polanco at first, right field after it is the right fielder Alvarez. He will come in a couple steps in and take the grab for out number three. It's an F9 in the book. Ballers send eight batters to the plate. DJ Gladney adds a grand slam here in the eighth inning. Ballers on top 11-1, three outs away from victory. They'll send Nick Gallagher to the bump. Quick break, will be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Well, when the Ballers need to shut it down, they turn to one man and one man only. They usually turn it over to Nick Gallagher, who is on the bump now. Top of the ninth inning here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Ballers three outs away from victory. They do need to get three more outs, though. 7-8-9, due up in the order. Jose Alvarez, Leo's Danny Molina, and Freddie Guillamo. Gallagher will deliver the first pitch. Grounder to third base, Wes Kath. Can't make the play. The ball gets loose into left field. Heading for second is Jose Alvarez. Throw will come in from left field. It is not in time. It's a double off the bat of Jose Alvarez, who is on base today. Top of the ninth inning. That'll send it to Leo's Danny Molina. Fun fact for you, that is only the second hit allowed on the whole year by Nick Gallagher. He hasn't allowed a hit since June the 30th against the Down East Wood Ducks. Entering today, he is 0-1 with a 0 ERA, 6 1/3 innings pitched. One hit, one run. It was not earned, by the way. One walk, 12 punch outs. Opponents batting just a measly 0-48 entering today against the righty. Nick Gallagher, heavy swing and miss from Leo's Danny Molina. 0-1 now your count. Alvarez at second. Ballers three outs away from a win. They lead 11-1 here over the Kannapolis Cannonballer, over the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, I should say. 0-1 heavy swing and miss from Leo's Danny Molina, who is looking silly out there against Gallagher. 0-2 now the count. Righties have not gotten a hit all year against Gallagher until Jose Alvarez notched that double. 0-2. Away to Molina. Thornquist makes the grab on a slide. 1-2 now. Gallagher acquired as a free agent here in 2022 by the Chicago White Sox organization. 6'3", 200-pound, 26-year-old. He's from Iowa City, Iowa, former Iowa Hawkeye. Here's the pitch to the Molina on the 1-2. Swung and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Nick Gallagher picks up his 13th punch out of the day. It is out number one of the ninth inning. A swing and a miss from Leo Degen. He's 0 for 3 with 3 strikeouts on the day. Chance for the Golden Sombrero here. Gallagher's first pitch to Guillamo. Fastball just a bit low. 0-1 your count. Gallagher came up in the Cleveland Guardians organization. White Sox picking him up after the Guardians dropped him. He had been pitching for the AA Akron Rubber Ducks this year. 0-1 a bit inside. 1-1 now. Your count on Guillamo. Again, Gallagher reached as high as AA Akron. However, Gallagher finding himself now down in low A ball. Would assume he'd be making his way back up the rankings here soon. 1-1 is scorched foul by Guillamo. Foul. We'll do another one at 1-2. Super Splash Sunday here at the ballpark. Wallers looking to get their second consecutive victory. 1-2 count on Freddie Guillamo. Cody Orr, center fielder, awaiting on deck. Gallagher will come set. Here's the pitch. Swung on and foul tipped ever so slightly by Freddie Guillamo. Count will remain 1-2. Gallagher last pitched exactly 8 days ago. 1 inning, 2 strikeouts, nothing else. He pitched on July the 8th against Carolina. 1 inning, 2 strikeouts, nothing else. He pitched on July the 4th. 1 inning, 1 walk, 2 strikeouts, nothing else. Guillamo misses on the 1-2, fouls it straight back. We'll do one at 1-2. Gallagher did pitch 2 innings back on the 30th and down east. 2 innings, 1 hit, 3 strikeouts, nothing else. Pitched twice against the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. 1 inning and 1/3, 1 run, not earned, 3 strikeouts. And you guessed it, nothing else. Pitch off the plate, 2-2 now to Freddie Guillamo. He has not allowed an earned run all year, has Nick Gallagher. He's got a sneaky delivery out there, a bit of a sidearm delivery from the 26-year-old. 2-2 count, 1 out, here's the pitch. Swung on, lifted high, and foul. Good battle at the plate from 2-2. Again, Cody Orr waiting on deck. He's 0 for 4. Runner on second is Jose Alvarez, who tallied the double to lead off the inning. Here's a 2-2. Swung on line to second base. Polanco makes the clean play. He'll fire to first in time. Runner will advance to third on the play. Alvarez is now at third. Guillamo will ground out. It's a 4-3 put out for the second out of the inning. Ballers need one more out for the victory, and they'll look to face off against Cody Orr. Cody Orr will dig in 0 for 4. He had a pop out, a ground out, and a strikeout against Kelly and Dollander. But he's got to face off against Gallagher. Pitch is just a bit inside. 1-0 now your count. Gallagher with the bright blue Nike cleats on the bump. Wearing long sleeves. Man, that's got to be hot. It is to prevent the sweat, though, on the hands, so I do understand why. 1-0 just a bit inside. Moving now 2-0 on Cody Orr. Or his first action of the week. Today, 6'2" righty from Rossford, Ohio. Non-drafted free agent signing in 2021. Went to school at Tiffin, did Cody Orr. 2-0. Swung and missed. 2-1 now. Orr with a half-hearted swing on a breaking ball from Nick Gallagher. Two outs. Cody Orr holding the bat over the right shoulder, 2-1. Grounded foul, and now the Woodpeckers find themselves down to their final strike. Here at Atrium Health Ballpark, 2-2 count, 2 outs. Top of the ninth inning, ballers hold an 11-1 lead. So it'd be good momentum headed in the way of a 6-game set of the Columbia Fireflies, a team that currently is tied for first place. They play tonight at 5 o'clock. Here's the 2-2 from Gallagher. In the dirt, picked out by Thornquist. Count will now run full. Gallagher's only allowed 1 walk all year. That was back on July the 4th. He hasn't walked a guy in 20 days. Some guys can't go 20 pitches without allowing a walk.
That's just wild to think about.
3-2 count, two outs, top nine. Gallagher will take a pause, though, and he'll redo some signs. He has the signs. He'll come set. 3-2 count. Here's the pitch. Check swing. He goes around. No, he does not. A quick check on the umpire, Jalen Goodman. It is a walk issued to Cody Orr. First time Nick Gallagher has walked a guy since July the 4th. Runners on the corners and two down now for Joey Loperfido. Loperfido, the left fielder, will dig in. He's reached base once today with a walk in the fifth inning. He also was struck out twice and grounded out once. Here's the pitch from the righty Gallagher. A bit off the plate. 1-0 your count. Comparing it to his other outings, it's crazy to say this might be the worst outing of Gallagher's tenure with the Ballers. That's wild to think about. 1-0 swung and a miss. 1-1 now the count. I say that because I don't think Nick Gallagher has ever been in a situation where he's had two guys on base while he's been here with the Kannapolis Cannonballers. I seriously think this is the first time it's happened. 1-1 count on Loperfido. Here's the offering. Swung on, grounded, foul down the right field line. And yet again, Woodpeckers find themselves down to their final strike. One, two count, two outs, top nine. Here's the pitch. Check swing. He goes around at the plate, says umpire in at Charlie Welling. And that is your ball game. Ballers win, baby. A Ballers win. 11-1 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Loperfido strikes out. And that is the final out of today's ball game. Ballers take this one in a blowout fashion. 11-1 over the Fayetteville Woodpeckers out of the Houston Astros organization. With the win, Kannapolis moving now to 15-9. The Woodpeckers move to a Carolina League worst 7-16 in the second half of action in the Carolina League. That does it here from Kannapolis. Ballers win at 11-1 over the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. On the year, Ballers move to 41-49. That is pretty stinking good for the Ballers out of the White Sox organization. We'll take a peek at some notable performances from both sides before we send you on your way here from Kannapolis. How about today for Wes Kath? 1-for-3 with an RBI. 1-for-2 day for Colby Smelly. 2 walks on the day as well. 3-for-5 day for Wilfred Veras with an RBI. How about the day, though, for 4 day at the plate? 5 RBIs. And 5 RBIs comes mainly with a grand slam in the eighth inning off of Jacob DeLavio. A big grand slam in that eighth inning, by DJ Gladney, giving the Ballers some added cushion to the lead. 1-for-5 day for Bailey. 2-for-4 day for Samuel Polanco. 2-for-5 day for Nick Thornquist. 1-for-5 day for Wilbur Sanchez. And that does it for the Ballers. They do get 2 3-hit days from Wilfred Veras and DJ Gladney here today. How about Jared Kelly? 4 2/3 innings pitched. 4 hits. 1 run it was earned. 2 walks and 7 punch-outs for the Roddy Jared Kelly. His most strikeouts tallied in a single game by any Baller pitcher here this week. As Jared Kelly, 7 punch-outs. It's also his season best. His best and most he's ever gotten in a single appearance. Dahlander gets the win, though. 3-0 now on the year is Hunter Dahlander with a 3 ERA. 3 1/3, 2 hits, no runs, 1 walk, and 6 punch-outs for Hunter Dahlander. And then Nick Gallagher comes in. 1 inning, 1 hit, 1 walk, 2 punch-outs. He still holds on to that 0 ERA. Ballers win 11-1 today over the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Cody Orr, 0-for-4 with a walk today. On the other side for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, 2-for-3 day for Williams with a walk today. 1-for-4 for Victor Mascot. 2-for-3 day for Tyler Whitaker. He picks up a much-needed good day at the plate. 2-for-4 day for Jose Alvarez with an RBI. It is the only RBI of the day for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. They pick up that 1 run in the fourth inning. The Woodpeckers used 3 pitchers today. Carlos Calderon, 4 innings, 5 hits, 3 runs all earned, 3 walks, and 6 punch-outs for Carlos Calderon. Salgado, 3 innings, 8 hits, 7 runs, 2 walks, and 2 punch-outs. None of those runs coming off of a grand slam by by Jacob Delabio. Delabio comes in, one inning, one hit, one run, one walk, two punchouts. Does complete the day for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. And that does conclude it. Ballers take it 11-1 today here at Atrium Health Ballpark. The Ballers take the series. They take the win today 11-1. Some good momentum entering the six-game set with the Columbia Fireflies here at Atrium Health Ballpark. We'll see you then on Tuesday, 7 o'clock, first pitch, $2 Tuesday here at the ballpark, and it'll setting up to be a good week of baseball as the two sides will face off. The battle for first place continues in the second half of the Carolina League South Division. We'll take a little bit of a day's break or so tomorrow, though. Tomorrow, Ballers with the day off, and then they'll be back in action at Tuesday at 7 p.m. Hope to see you soon. Dan Helody up here in the broadcast booth saying thank you, as always, for tuning in and hanging out with us here on the free audio stream, kcballers.com, as well as the MILB First Pitch app, and, of course, on MILB.tv. Ballers win, baby. Ballers win. 11-1 your score here in Kannapolis. I'll leave you, as I always do, speak in love. Love baseball. Stay blessed. And until next time, have a blast. Ballers win, baby. Ballers win. 11-1 here over the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Take a quick break. Of course, tomorrow we'll be back on a Tuesday with a good matchup with the Columbia Fireflies. We'll see you soon. A lot of baseball left, but Ballers still in the hunt for first place. Have a great one, everyone, and we will see you on Tuesday.